Welcome back to Winject Studios. I'm Russ Johns, host of the Pirate Broadcast and founder of the Pirate Syndicate. Now, I want to make sure that we all kind of take a moment and look back and say, what is this podcasting thing doing? What are we doing with our time? And I just... Labor Day in the U.S. was, a couple of Mondays ago. And I just completed number 500 and 500 episodes of the Pirate Broadcast. And so through that journey, I decided to take, after 500, I thought, well, I'm just going to take a break and take a couple of weeks off and just kind of relax and reset and recover. However, I'm here in the Winject Studios, and I want to continue to add value to your day. And I want to talk about some things. I'll be talking about a couple of things today. And number one is, if you're not involved or engaged or aware of the Winject Studios, the mission, the thing we're doing here, the community we're building, the help that we're offering, that all of the things that we're taking over in the podcasting, live streaming, content creation environment, you're missing out. You're just flat missing out, because I was in there in the forums earlier today talking about a few things. And one of the things that I have to recommend at any adventure, whenever you start something, whether you're five episodes into your podcast or 500 episodes into your podcast, is it's all about the community. It's all about the reward and the relationships that you can build, the progress that you can make by checking out these relationships, making sure that you have things in place, making sure that you have support, and you're surrounded by people that were aware of what you're doing, care about your outcomes, and can correct you and give you real feedback when you need it. Sometimes our egos get in the way of our progress. And sometimes we need to be slapped back into, reality and saying, this is the way, this is the way others perceive you. And I've had a really amazing adventure in the 500 episodes. And obviously I've started probably another 1,000 podcast episodes for clients, friends, and individuals that, said, hey, I want to start a podcast. So, I'd help them get started, just like I'm going to help more people in the future get started. I've recently posted a couple of things on, the Pirate Syndicate, Winject Studios, in the forums, online, and posts, just offering, just some free advice, just to get to know what you're looking for, just to understand what it is that you're looking to accomplish. And there's a lot of things about podcasting, live streaming, content creation that you just need to consider before you go forward in this adventure. And there's no hard and fast rules. Well, there are some guidelines that are fairly stringent, because if your distribution is into Apple Podcasts, they like to maintain a certain length of your name, your title. They don't like you stuffing keywords and things like that. There's some guidelines there. However, you could start a podcast. I used to have a podcast called 2 Minute Tips in 10 minutes or less. It's out there somewhere. I have over 1,000 pieces of content on YouTube alone. I don't know. Tens of thousands of pieces of content on LinkedIn. I've been on LinkedIn since 2005. It's difficult to look for it. You know, I put all of the episodes on RussJohns.com. And the more that you have in your community, the more that you build up your community and the more people share and consume and share your content, give you reviews, you know, all of these elements play a key factor in what you're doing and you're contributing. And it often pays to have friends. It often pays to have somebody in your corner. Not the friend that necessarily says, yeah, sure, I like it, love it, yeah, have a nice day. Well, the friends that say, Russ, you know, your podcast is getting boring. Your numbers are dropping because you suck. You need to add a little bit more excitement. All of these things, all of these elements, it's the reality of who we are. It's a reality of our journey. And it's the things that we're taking ownership of. And until you become 100% responsible for your own outcomes, you know, don't be a victim. Don't blame anyone else for your outcomes. This is your responsibility. This is you. You know, I think our friends over at Alpha Hippie talk about that. Chris Ross talks about that. You know, there's a lot of influence in the fact that we cannot be victims. We're not going to be people that say, oh, I can't do it because, you know, the dog ate my homework. Don't go there. Don't be that. Step it up. Become better every single day. Learn your craft. Learn what matters. And then go out and make it matter. You know, I promote the idea that kindness is cool and smiles are free. Every single episode, everything I put out there is with that thought in mind. And there is a reason for that. And a lot of people, you know, they think, well, Russ, why do you do this? Why do you do that? And it's only because I'm passionate about the idea that if we had a little more kindness and we had a little bit more sympathy and empathy in the world, maybe we wouldn't have so much pain. I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way. All this conflict and everything that we see in our world, in our life, is a direct result of how we're perceiving our lives, how we're pursuing our friendships and our communities. Just because there's conflict in the world and there's people out there that may not agree with what you think or align with your goals and your mission in life, it doesn't mean that you have to be wrapped up in their criticism, their critique. And the reason is as soon as you worry about whatever anyone else is doing or thinking about, you're out of your zone of genius. You are unique. You have the authority. You have the ability to improve yourself. And taking that responsibility for yourself and improving every single day, that's what matters. Don't be influenced by other people. Take charge of your personal goals. And this is a lesson I continue to, you know, practice. Feed your soul with information that is going to build your confidence, your clarity, your consistency. Know what you stand for. Know what exists in your life that you believe in standing up for. and pursue your goals on your own terms. That's kind of what podcasting and live streaming and content creation, it means to me. It's like this mission in my life that I'm compelled to share these things because of so many circumstances in my life that have really challenged me to believe in some of the things that I have to believe in. And also have hope. And I don't know if I want to go too deep into this, but September is Suicide Prevention Month. And I know the world is a little bit crazy right now. And, you know, the last thing we need to add to it is more insanity. There's lots of things that are going on. And I recommend you don't ignore them necessarily as much as you acknowledge their existence and maybe think about how you can improve your own circumstances, your own life, and maybe share a little bit of inspiration with other people in the world. You know, there was a time in my life where I was incredibly, I struggled. It was a struggle. And I, you know, the thought went through my mind that it's like, if I just ended it, what would happen? You know, where would I go? You know, and I have people in my family that struggle with it. In fact, I've received the award that nobody wants to receive. And that's, in fact, I want to share this with you because this is something that it makes a difference. You know, this thing is honoring the greatest gift, the gift of life. And this is a humbling story because, this award I received as a result of my son donating organs after he committed suicide. And it was not anything that any parent wants to hear. And I just want to plant the seed that there are other options. If you need to get things out, you need to see a different perspective. You need to get some help. Make sure that you reach out. Suicide prevention. There's a lot of resources out there. And I really encourage people to think about what they're thinking about. Reflect on how you're impacting the world around you. What is it that can make a difference in somebody else's life? And I wasn't sure if I wanted to venture down this conversation, but I'm passionate about lifting people up. And the reason behind it is that you never know what other people are going through. You never know what other people are suffering. You don't know what people are thinking about. You don't know what they're on the edge of. You know, so many people in the world today have it, you know, some people are better off than you. Some people are not as fortunate. count your blessings. Know that pain is temporary. Understand that it's not necessarily going to feel this way all the time. Have hope. If you have hope, you can actually, you know, you can survive a lot. You know, Viktor Frankl in Logos Therapy, he believes that if you're thinking about, you know, people can break you down, they can take everything away from you, but they can't take away the way you see things and the perception you have and your ability to choose how you feel about the outcome. Bad things happen to good people. And your perception of how you're going to react and respond to that circumstance. How are you going to react and respond to that event in your life does not define you. It does not define the outcome that you have to look forward to in the future. And you have to know that there are other options. There are other opportunities. There's communities out there that care, and respond, and react, and respect where you're at. And I'm just encouraging you to get help. You know, Winject is a community that is about podcasting. It's about broadcasting. It's about sharing stories. And we're all living our story. The stories we survive and the stories that we thrive through become the fabric of who we are. It is amazing to me to think that, you know, I've fallen three stories. I broke a lot of things. I survived it. My aches and pains right now become a story about my existence. I've crashed cars, fractured my skull. You know, there's a lot of damage that I've done to my body, and all of these experiences become the fabric of our existence. And you can actually use your stories to survive and thrive, or to feel sorry for yourself, be a victim, and live in depression. And I'm not going to diminish the idea that there are people in my life that have bipolar, they suffer from depression, and they're on medication, and they continue to work through it. They continue to survive it. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, my son decided to check out. Perfectly healthy individual that had a career and a great life and decided to exit one day. I'll never know. He didn't give a reason. He didn't give an explanation. And fortunately, it so happened that he was able to donate multiple organs to multiple people that helped others survive and thrive in their life. The gift of life. Not the best outcome for the people that surrounded him and loved him and cherished his ability to be around. However, we have to choose to decide how we actually want to see that experience. You know, I feel blessed that I got to spend, nearly 30 years with my son. He's an amazing human. Incredible. He would stop traffic to save an animal. He was an incredibly gifted human being. And for whatever reason, it just, he decided he wasn't going to stick around. And I just encourage everyone to think about efforts and outcomes. Efforts and outcomes. You have to put in the effort. You have to put the effort into life. You have to put the effort into your daily activities, the actions you take, the people you meet, the ones you hang out with. And the reality is that you have to think about what the outcome is for your life. And there are so many people that just float through life and they don't think about that. They don't think about the outcome. They just think, oh, well, I'm just going to get up and go about my day, do my thing. And trust me, I've been there, done that. You know, sometimes having a a job that I can punch a clock, check out and do it, go home and do nothing else. You know, and then on the other side of the coin, I played music for years. I was a professional musician and nothing more. I loved nothing more than to show up, perform, get the crowd all excited, get the rush of, you know, performing in front of a crowd and having a great time, seeing all a bunch of happy people in the crowd, excited to be there. So you get to choose your efforts and your outcomes. And there's something, you know, there's times where we all have something that we have to do that may not feel like a choice. Even then, if you're stuck in a job that you need to pay the bills, you need to, you know, pursue, you know, just keeping the lights on, you know, I understand. Been there, done that. I know how it feels. I understand the feeling. It may not feel exactly like you do. However, it's worth understanding that little bit of extra effort to change your circumstance will change your outcomes. Exiting doesn't have to be the answer. Leaving the planet doesn't have to be the answer. Leaving a lot of pain and suffering behind doesn't have to be the answer. You make a difference. You make an impact on this world. And you make somebody's life better because you're here. Continue to be a positive impact. Continue to be a positive influence. Put some effort into changing your outcomes if you're not happy or satisfied. Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and get through it, get past it, work till you're feeling a different way. Pursue hope, pursue experience, pursue something different than what you're doing. Don't stay in it. Don't stay where you are. Tell your story, write it down. I filled dozens of journals that I'll never go back and read. I probably couldn't even read them if I went to read them. I couldn't probably read them. They're just scribbles of ideas and concepts that I was feeling at the time. find a way that works for you. Adjust your perspective on life. Life is a gift. Life is an adventure. Life is an experience that we can all have together. And we can all enjoy it for what it is. I mean, yeah, the philosophy of ikigai and wabi-sabi and some of the philosophies that come out of longevity in Okinawa and some of the ideas that, you know, just those tiny moments, you know, having a tea in the morning at sunrise or reading a book or sitting quietly and reflecting on nothing. Reduce your stress. Increase your longevity. Life does not have to be complicated. Life does not have to be miserable. You don't have to live in misery. Go find joy. I found podcasting. I found live streaming. I found content creation is what propels me to, as an outlet, creating music, creating a podcast, creating this show, hanging out with people that care, people that matter, Winject Studios, people like Chris Ross. You know, kindness is cool and smiles are free. And I recommend that you give them away freely, because it's one thing that you can give away and actually doubles. It increases. And if we can increase the velocity and the volume of kindness out there and the kindness and the smiles, what's the downside? What's the downside? There is no downside. I love you, and I wanted to share this story, and I wanted to share this idea and this concept that in the darkest moments, there is still hope. And you deserve it. I love you. Till next week. Kindness is cool. Smiles are free. And you, enjoy the day.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.